Blackstone Audio presents Gatefather by Orson Scott Card. This book is read by Emily Rankin and Stefan Rudnicki. To Kyle Rankin, a fellow dreamer of the greatest dreams, devoting your life to making them all come true. Chapter 1. It was Pat who called the meeting of Danny's friends. "Right after school, in the place," she said to each of them. Then she immediately changed the subject to forestall questions. Parry McClure High School was not the place to have this discussion. They couldn't afford to be overheard. Pat cut her last class of the day, so she was already in the small clearing in the woods overlooking the high school when the others began to arrive. As she expected, they each popped into existence in their regular spot. First Lorette and Sin, because they had last period together. Then Zena, who arrived talking as if she had used her gait in mid-conversation with somebody else. Zena caught Pat's glare and glared back. "I was talking to Wheeler," she said, "behind the school with nobody else around. I'm not an idiot."
"Wheeler is," said Lorette.
"Wheeler is what?" asked Wheeler, who arrived wiping his hands on the back of his pants.
Pat wondered idly if he had come a few moments after Zena, so he'd have a chance to pick his nose and wipe his finger on his clothes. Well, give the boy credit for wanting to do it when nobody was looking.
"Drop it," said Zena. "You're here now."
"What about Hal?" asked Pat.
"He's doing some kind of computer experiment thing," said Wheeler. "Might as well start without him."
"Might as well not," said Pat.
"What's this about?" asked Lorette.
"When Hal is here," said Pat.
"So mysterious," said Sin.